From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. In Pakistan, no more Sharif. What comes next? Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office and ordered him to step down immediately. A spokesman for the Prime Minister's office announced shortly after the court issued its ruling that Sharif accepted the decision despite his serious reservations and relinquished charge of office. VOA correspondent Ayaz Ghul is in Islamabad and talks about a likely successor.
Well, hours after today's verdict, the ex-Prime Minister now shared meeting of his close aides and party leaders, and obviously consultations are on, but it is very difficult to speculate on who is going to be his successor for the next 8 months, because this government has to complete its 5 years, and that's due in June next year.
The ruling noted that Sharif is not honest and therefore he is disqualified to be a member of parliament. The U.S. Senate has voted decisively to approve a new package of stiff financial sanctions against Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Ben Cardin is a Democratic U.S. senator from the state of Maryland.
It's a strong message that the United States Senate is united, that we will take tough action against Russia for their attack against the United States in our elections, for their interference in the sovereignty of countries in Europe, from Ukraine to Georgia to Moldova, to what they have done in Syria in supporting war crimes.
The Russian Foreign Ministry, meanwhile, said today that it is imposing countermeasures on the U.S. in response to the new sanctions. The ministry said the sanctions confirm the extreme aggression of the United States in international affairs. This is VOA News. Heavy fighting broke out on Thursday as U.S.-backed Syrian fighters captured almost half of Islamic State Group's de facto capital of Raqqa. But the push into the city in northern Syria slowed due to stiff resistance and large amounts of explosives planted by the extremists. The assault on Raqqa by the Syrian Democratic Forces, that's a Kurdish-led fighting coalition, began on June the 6th, backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes and U.S. troops advising the local forces. Israeli police and Palestinian worshippers clashed outside of a revered holy site in the old city within Jerusalem after Israel removed the final elements of security measures and installed there earlier this month. The clashes arose after Muslim leaders in Jerusalem gave permission for their worshippers to re-enter the site. While President Trump is being accused of trying to bully his attorney general into quitting, the new White House communications director is taking verbal shots at Mr. Trump's chief of staff. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
On full public view, divisions within the Trump administration involving the attorney general, criticized by President Trump, and now the White House chief of staff, being attacked by the new and powerful communications director. Whether the president maintains confidence in Chief of Staff Reince Priebus is something the White House press secretary repeatedly declined to clarify on Thursday, brushing off the tension between communications director Anthony Scaramucci and Priebus, whom Scaramucci intimated is a source of leaks from the West Wing to the media. But to some Republican leaders in Congress, this is not healthy competition, and they say a different kind of conversation is needed. Scaramucci, who reports directly to the president, not the chief of staff, is casting doubt on whether his differences with Priebus can be settled.
VOA's Steve Herman at the White House. UN officials have condemned Vietnam's ongoing crackdown against human rights defenders and are calling for the immediate release of those jailed for exercising their rights to freedom of expression. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the Rights Office in Geneva.
The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has voiced its dismay at Vietnam's intensifying campaign against those who question or criticize government policy. Rights Office spokeswoman Liz Throssell says,
human rights defenders should never be treated as criminals who are a threat to national security.
Throssell tells VOA the High Commissioner and international human rights groups all denounce Article 88 of Vietnam's penal code under which the human rights defenders were judged. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.